Pride is at the root of all the atheism, theoretical or practical, on the earth, at the root of all the reluctance which there is to seek the favor of God, at the root, therefore, of the misery and wretchedness of the world. This is a quote coming to you from Barnes Notes. Now, before getting into this message, I want to reiterate this parts of this quote. I want you to remember these key words. Pride is at the root. It's important that you hear this and that you remember these words. Pride is at the root. And more specifically, pride is at the root of all the reluctance which there is to seek the favor of God. Now remember it. Pride is at the root of all. We're talking about all, whether it pertains to the heathen or to the Christian. Pride is at the root of all the reluctance which there is to seek the favor of God. Now in this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled, In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will once again cover the subject of seeking the Lord as we deal with resolution number 12, as found in Psalm 10:4, which says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Now that will be our main text, but before looking at Psalm 10:4, we want to go over to Romans chapter 3, verse 11. Actually, starting with Romans 3:10, in this portion of scripture, Paul is outlining the depravity, the moral depravity of man. And he starts off by saying, "There is none righteous, no, not one." And then he follows it with verse 11, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." And then he continues on explaining and depicting depravity. He says, "There is none that doeth good. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. There is no fear of God before their eyes." But notice what he put at the top of the list. He said, "There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God." This is the first surprising sign of wickedness. Now, most would not have put that at the top of the top 10 list of wicked sins. Many would have thought of murder, adultery, abortion, homosexuality. But Paul said, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." He listed that as the sign, first sign of wickedness. But think about it for a minute. God is by far the most important being in the universe, and our whole existence is to revolve around him. And Jesus told us the Great Commission is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So in light of that, what could be more wicked than neglecting God by not seeking him? "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." They don't seek after God as the chief good. They don't endeavor to know and do his will. They're not acquainted with his character. "There is none that has any regard to God, has any desire after him." They don't worship him in spirit and in truth. They don't pray to him. They don't seek him chiefly in the first place with all their heart, earnestly, diligently, or constantly. There is none that seeketh after God. This is what Paul is talking about, moral depravity of mankind. Now listen to this quote from Barnes Notes. It says, a disposition not to seek after God, that is to neglect and forget him, is one of the most decided proofs of depravity. A righteous man counts it his highest privilege and honor to know God and to understand his will. A man can indulge in wickedness only by forgetting God. Hence, a disposition not to seek God is full proof of depravity. Listen to what's being said here. This is in connection with what Paul is saying in Romans 3:11. A disposition not to seek after God is one of the most decided proofs of depravity. It's the full proof of depravity. Well, let me ask you, what does that say about a Christian or a church that does not seek after God? They are too busy. They're distracted. They don't see a need to seek after God. What does that say about that individual or about a church that has no time for God, does not have the desire or see the need to seek after God? Okay, now going to Psalm 10:4. This is our main text. David is speaking here, and he, in Psalm 10, he's describing the wicked. In verse 4, this is what he says about the wicked. He said, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. He's saying the wicked, in consequence of his pride is the principal reason he will not seek after God. Now, when we talk about pride there, we're talking about that which consists in an unduly exalted opinion of oneself. This is what David's saying, that the wicked, they have this exalted opinion of themselves. They're impatient of a rival. They hate a superior. They cannot endure a master. They acknowledge no law but their own wills. They follow no rule but their own inclinations. And so pride causes this unwillingness to seek God. It prevents the wicked man from seeking the knowledge of God. It makes him unwilling to be taught. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance. Now notice that phrase that David uses there. This phrase is used because pride shows itself mainly in the countenance, on the face. Oftentimes when a person is proud, you can see it on their face. They have this lofty air and manner about them. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. He will not stoop to God. He scorns to stoop to God, to own any superior. He makes his own lust his only rule and his last end. And because of his pride, he's so full of self-confidence, full of the conceit of his own self-sufficiency. And because of pride, because of this pride, he will not seek to God for counsel or assistance. He will not pray. He will not inquire into the will of God to know what is right and what is wrong. He will do what is best in his own eyes. He will not seek after God. That means he will not seek into the mind or will of God to order his life by it so as to please God. He will not trouble himself to inquire whether his actions are just or unjust, whether they're pleasing or offensive to God. The wicked, through the pride is at the root, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. Then we go over to Hosea 7, and it's so interesting to find that in this chapter, we actually find similar wording as we had just seen in Romans 3:11, where Paul was describing the depravity of man. And then we also see similar wording from Psalm 10:4, where David's describing the wicked. Only in Hosea chapter 7, we're talking about the people of God. The people of God right now, we're talking about Israel. Hosea 7:7 says this, "There is none among them that calls unto me." God is speaking about Israel here, and he's saying, "There is none among them that calls unto me," or that seeks after me. "Both the kings and the people, amid all their chastisements." We're talking about these people were away from God, backslidden on God, and God was sending them chastisement. He was sending them afflictions, difficulties. "But neither the people nor the king turned to God, nor did they pray to him to deliver them." There is none. Now, there wasn't even a holy remnant among these people. There was none among them, God said, that calls unto me. Look at the perversity of these people, that amid all their national calamities, none were seeking help from God. None. In the midst of troubles as a nation, these people never even thought of seeking help from God. They were so hardened in their sin that they continued to live without prayer, even when in trouble and distress. And oh, we see so many today in our nation of America, and this broadcast is going out to other nations as well. You see in your nation as well, a people so hardened in sin that they will not call upon the Lord. They will not seek him, even when they're in trouble and distress. And in Hosea 7, we're talking about the people of God here that were away from God. Now notice also the wording in verse 10, Hosea 7:10. "And the pride of Israel testified to his face." Do you hear that? The pride and the face testified to his face, "and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this." We have mention of pride, the face, and not seeking God. Will not seek him. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. The arrogance on the face of Israel. Notwithstanding their weak and declining state, they were so proud and haughty. They entertained this high conceit of themselves. They behaved themselves insolently toward God. They had this proud contempt of God and his threats, and a proud contempt of the prophets and their warnings. The pride of Israel testified to his face. They do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. What does that mean, for all this? "Though they were greatly, continually, severely punished, yet they would not seek God." They wouldn't pray to him. They wouldn't repent. They would not rely on him. In spite of all the chastisement, all the affliction that God sent their way, they humbled themselves. They would not humble themselves. They humbled themselves not. Instead, what this did, the afflictions just brought out their pride. "Though they were in a wasting, declining condition, on the brink of ruin, yet they would seek not the face or the favor of God." They wouldn't ask help of him. They would not implore his mercy. And what was the reason? Pride was at the root of all their reluctance to seek God. Pride was at the root. A disposition not to seek after God is one of the most decided proofs of depravity. A disposition not to seek God is full proof of depravity. What does this say about Israel? The depravity of God's people at this time. Such pride, this exalted opinion of themselves, this self-conceit, this self-confidence, this self-sufficiency caused them to have this unwillingness to seek God. And you know, we see that happening in our nation as well. Tragedy hits, disaster hits. And what do the people do? Generally speaking, they say, we'll pull through this. We're strong. We can make it. We'll get through this. And they don't seek God. They don't ever think to seek God for his help, for his assistance, for his wisdom, for his knowledge. And the reason why pride is at the root of all the reluctance which there is to seek God. Pride, that exalted opinion of self, self-conceit, self-confidence, self-sufficiency. It causes an unwillingness to seek God, whether it be in the heathen or whether it be in the church, in the Christian. Let me close with these questions and leave you with this. Where would you be today, spiritually speaking, if it wasn't for your pride? What good things has pride kept you from? What are you going to do about it? Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that your life is totally transformed by today's message from God's Word. In Jesus' name, amen.